Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Happy Monday afternoon. This is Mills. How was your weekend? Mine was good. I was in lots of places, Leicester and Cardiff, seeing some students and then some lovely people in Derry on Saturday night. All good. Right, back on. No Becky today. She's not well. But filling in for her and playing on Oh What's Occurring at 5:20 tonight, Becky's replacement is someone I think you'll like. We will have Kevin McHale, who plays Artie in Glee, playing Oh What's Occurring tonight at 5:20. He'll be in just after 5, you big gleeks. And it was download this weekend, which means, hello if you went by the way, which means it's a special What's Occurring.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Callum.
Callum, where are you?
I'm from the Wirral near Liverpool.
What's going on?
I'm just revising for business and history at the moment.
Okay.
The GCSE, yep.
How can I help you with that?
I really need an all. It's all going to be okay.
All going to be fine.
All going to be fine.
Yeah, okay. So, what are you doing? History and?
Business.
And the exams are tomorrow?
Yep.
I don't know why. I mean, people have been stressing for weeks about exams, but today, today seems to be particularly stressful for people, just gathering from the texts that we're getting coming in.
Yeah. Well, it's history tomorrow, and everyone is stressing out.
Okay. Where do you go to college?
I go to Wirral Grammar. It's just like a school.
School, yeah.
It's high school, yeah.
Callum.
Yeah.
It's all going to be fine.
Thank you.
Oh, I see the relief in your voice.
I know.
All right, listen, have a good one tomorrow. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Will do, thank you.
All right, bye. Radio 1 Podcast. Last Friday, Diddy was on this show, and he was rather impressed with one particular member of this team. Hello, PR4L.
Hello, Scott.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm just about calming myself down after all the excitement of Friday.
Yeah, your life changed on Friday, didn't it?
Well, yes, I just couldn't believe that I'm actually going to be in the Diddly Dirty Diddy band. It's brilliant.
Yes, if you didn't hear this, please download the free podcast at Radio 1 Online. It's up there now, and it is Diddy. P. Diddy was in this actual studio. You did an audition for him to join his new band, and he liked it a lot, didn't he?
He seemed to like it very much. I was very sorry I couldn't be there in person. He seemed like a very nice chap.
Let's relive that moment.
Hello. Good morning. Let's go, let's ride, hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it.
That's what's up, the remix.
Cause I see.
Take that.
You watching.
Don't stop, baby.
So let's go.
Let's go, let's go.
Let's get it popping.
Let's get it popping.
Cause I've been leaning on the bar, yeah. Cleaner than the star. Uh-huh. My throat won't give me my props.
My props.
25 on the bank, I'll be stunting on their ass and they're mad. Cause
hello.
I love it.
Good morning.
You see, he loved it.
I couldn't believe it. Faux shizzle, he did like it.
So are you moving to New York anytime soon?
Well, I am waiting to hear from my old homie Sean. He hasn't actually rung me yet about our arrangement, but I'm assuming that, yes, I will be called upon anytime soon. So I'm getting ready, you know, having a few thoughts about what I might do on stage. I've had my ukulele sent off to get it diamond encrusted for a start. And I found a pair of old hot pants that I've had, Scott, since about 1973. Yeah, they're sort of Terry tiling with a wee teddy bear on them, but I'm sure they'll do. So looking forward to that, and also have a very nice all-in-one bathing suit.
Okay, right.
I've
got enough mental images for now. Thanks, posh.
Looking forward to it very much, and starting to get a few changes made around Radio 4, actually, just to fit in with my new lifestyle. So.
What, are you sipping gin and juice?
Absolutely, and I've asked them if I could have some random male models in sort of trunks, sort of loitering around the newsroom, but they haven't so far agreed to that, but hopefully they will.
You won't forget us, will you, PR4L?
No. Well, I think I'm going to be more of a guest artiste, really, Scott. So I'll be still doing my Dear Scots faux show.
Oh, well, that's excellent news. I didn't want you to go off and, you know, go all showbiz on
our
asses.
Well, you know me, Scott, I like to keep it real.
It was good to speak to you. Let me know if you hear from Sean.
I certainly will. And props to you and Becky and the one that doesn't speak.
Crap!
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Oh, there's this group of girls outside Radio 1 at the moment. Hello. I know they're listening, and they're getting a pretty good soaking whilst waiting for the Glee cast. Bless them. Every time someone gets out of a car, any car, they're like, ah! Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. They're not here yet. Kevin McHale, who plays Artie in Glee, will play Oh, What's Occurring instead of Becky today at 20 past five. Tell your friends who are Glee fans.
This is BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Here he is. He's teaching me everything about the World Cup. It's Lloyd. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. How was your weekend?
It was great. How was yours?
Mine was good. I was in Northern Ireland.
Yeah? Did you watch the football?
Do you know what? I did.
You did?
Yes, good. I did.
Good.
I watched the match on Saturday in a bar in Derry in Northern Ireland.
Did you hear when England scored?
No, I didn't, because I think I would have got my head kicked in.
Oh.
There were some people there who were American in the bar.
Oh.
They were very loud.
Did they cheer when America scored?
Yes, they did. And also, a lot of Northern Irish lads were there also going, right, when USA scored. When England scored, in the first, 4 minutes, was it?
I think so, yeah.
I think it went a bit like this. It was really quiet.
Was it really quiet?
Yeah.
I never saw the first goal.
Did you not?
I missed it because of silly HD.
Oh, yeah.
It cut to an advert with some stupid cars, and then it came back, and it was 1-0 to England.
Yeah. No, we didn't have HD on our screen, so we got the whole thing.
Oh, it was really annoying.
So, as far as you're concerned, it was 1-0 to the USA, that's what you think?
Yeah, the USA won 1-0, apparently.
Thank you very much. What went wrong, Lloyd, do you think?
Well, I think they should have played Joe Cole in goal.
You see, we told... What did we say last week?
We did say last week that they should play Joe Cole in goal.
Yeah, always players that rhyme.
Yeah.
That's what went wrong.
And Robert Green needs to wash his gloves before he goes out and plays because they're covered in grease.
Thank you once again. Yeah, it wasn't the best, was it?
He wasn't very good, was he?
Well, but everyone's blaming him, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, there's more to it than just him, I think.
Wow.
Look, Lloyd, just stick with me. I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point.
I was trying to open up some kind of discussion.
Okay.
This happened to me in a taxi earlier. I didn't know what to say. So who's on today, then?
Well, today there are three matches. Netherlands versus Denmark. That's already finished, and the Netherlands won 2-0. Japan versus Cameroon. That's on now.
Right.
And tonight is the main match. It's Italy versus Paraguay.
That's the exciting one, isn't it?
Yeah. And which one of these are the current world champions, Scott?
Between?
Italy and Paraguay.
I'll take a guess at Paraguay.
No. No. I watched the World Cup final with you, and you can't remember.
Oh, yeah. We did watch it together, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was ages ago, 4 years.
4 years. You
that's a long
can't
time.
Remember.
Lloyd, I can't remember things that happened to me last week.
That's appalling.
I know, sorry. Well, I had a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, and you got it wrong.
I know. So, Italy are the current champions.
Yep.
What do I shout if Italy score tonight?
You got to shout fettuccine.
Which is?
Goal.
Fettuccine!
Yeah, if Italy score, you shout fettuccine.
And that's definitely Italian for goal.
Definitely.
All right, no worries.
And if Paraguay score, you've got to shout empanada.
Empanada!
Yeah.
And that is, you're sure, Paraguayan goal. For goal.
Yeah, definitely.
Right, well, I'm sorted for that.
Yeah.
Can I ask, does Totti still play for Italy?
No.
Oh, okay, he was always my favourite.
Well, you can remember him, but you can't remember them winning the World Cup.
Funny that. Is there anything else I can shout out tonight apart from fettuccine and empanada?
You could shout, nice save, Buffon.
Who's Buffon?
He's the Italian goalie.
His name's Buffon?
Yeah.
As off of hair, Buffon?
Yeah.
Is that because of his hair? Or is his name Buffon?
I think his name's Buffon.
So it's not a nickname?
No, it's not a nickname, it's his name.
Brilliant. Okay, well, he's replaced Totti as my new favourite, if that's his actual name.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Everyone's talking about the Vuvuzelas.
Yeah, do I need to get one of these?
Well, I think you should.
I know a lot of people are complaining about them and annoyed at the drone they make, but I'm actually quite enjoying them.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, go on. Why does yours sound different to the ones on the TV?
I can do it again.
Come on, then.
Hang on.
Still really not that much like anything.
That was better.
Yeah, it was better.
People are looking at me again.
Do that again, please.
Okay, hang on. That wasn't so good.
Where are you?
I'm in a car park.
I think I might get one because I quite like them.
I think you should.
Am I learning anything, Loy? Because I've only got till Friday, really, and then I've got to host a World Cup party myself.
I think you've learned plenty. If you go on and talk about the Vuvuzelas...
Or better still, get myself one.
Yeah.
Okay, Loy, but we'll speak to you same time-ish tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'll be ready with fettuccine and empanada tonight.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
This is Scott Mills, and this is Kevin, who's Artie from Glee. Hello.
What up?
I can't believe you're actually here.
Me neither.
How weird
is surreal.
That?
I'm such a groupie right now.
You love a bit of Radio 1, don't you?
I do. I thought I was like, from my car to actually being here.
Yeah, welcome to the UK.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So I saw you having a little bit of a party on Saturday night. Went out for a bit, didn't you?
We enjoyed dancing.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. How is that? A sensible dance.
People must come up to me and go, oh my God, it's a miracle, he can dance.
Yeah, it does happen every now and then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who else is here from the Glee cast?
Amber and Chris and Jenna.
Okay, yeah. Cool. They're all just kind of floating around at the moment.
They're here somewhere.
Doing various interviews.
Yeah.
Also, I know it's your birthday today.
It is.
So happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Should we dim the lights, or is it not worth it, do you think, for this amazing surprise?
Oh.
All right, they're kind of dimmed.
How romantic.
Okay. So can we turn them off anymore? We don't actually know how to do that. Anyway, that's amazing.
It's high tech.
One that doesn't speak, that is incredible. Really good. Mood lighting. Happy birthday.
Yes! Look at this. Oh, glorious cupcake.
Should I come clean about that?
Uh-oh. Oh, why?
No, it was just given to me by someone else earlier, to be honest, Kevin. And I thought, look, it's his birthday. I haven't arranged anything, so I'm now passing it off
yesterday.
To you.
Is that okay? I did the same thing for Father's Day.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. So happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Woo!
All of our people in here would sing happy birthday to you, but that'd just be embarrassing and it'd be like being at TGI's or something, so let's move on.
Nothing wrong with that.
No. also, I need to say Jenna, who plays Tina, I think she may have been watching too many movies set in the Victorian era of London. Do you know about this?
Oh, no, what?
Before your flight, she put, "Here we come, foggy London."
Oh, yeah, she did, yeah.
On Twitter. Oh. It's not really foggy like that that much anymore.
It's not.
No.
It was actually really nice when we got here.
Yeah, you've got really good weather.
Yeah.
So tell me about your UK experience so far.
Well, you saw part of it, I guess, from Saturday night.
Just some pictures.
just some sensible pictures.
Yeah.
It's been good. My brother goes to uni out here, and my other brother was visiting him, so they've both been out here crashing.
Which uni?
At my hotel. He goes to Durham.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So it's been fun. We've been going around, you know, close to our hotel and whatnot, eating and trying not to get beat up during the US-England game.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did you just hide for that?
We went to a pretty calm pub bar place. It was nice. We had our little American corner, and when the US team came out, we were like, oh, and like golf clap throughout the whole. And I don't even want to talk.
Are you a big fan of the football?
I am. I probably know more about Brazilian football than US, but
okay.
Yeah,
but you like it.
I know, I love it. It's my favorite sport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you listen to Radio 1 a lot. We've discussed this before.
Yes.
And I noticed from your Twitter you like a lot of British bands that a lot of Americans probably wouldn't know.
Right.
Like you know who McFly are.
Oh, don't even get me started.
What?
I love McFly.
You do, don't you?
Oh yeah, I love him. Yeah.
Yeah. Who else?
They're great. I love me some Cheryl Cole.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she's nice to look at.
Yeah, she's not bad. Okay. I mean, I like her music too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else? Because you quite like the pop. You like a bit of McFly. You like a bit of Cheryl Cole. But you like a bit of everything. Really.
Oh, yeah, I really do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're stopping me now.
Who else?
I don't think,
Oh, that's good, though. Cheryl Cole and McFly. Yeah, do people know Cheryl Cole in America?
Not really. I've been trying to do my best.
Yeah, you're
getting the. I'm like, you need to know. We actually went to American Idol like a month or so ago, and I pulled Simon aside, and I was like, "Listen, X Factor's coming over. I love it. Bring Cheryl, and you can use me whenever you need. I will do anything." I was like, "You can completely whore me out for X Factor."
Excellent. So you've seen the UK X Factor?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Wow. How did what? Just on YouTube? You watch it?
Illegally online somewhere.
Oh god.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Thank you. By the way, hitting the finger.
By the way, thank you so much for my Sue Sylvester tracksuit top.
Of course.
That is that lying around your house.
Yeah.
See, you know when famous people go, yeah, we'll send it to you, and you think that's never going to happen, and it actually arrived.
You need to thank this woman right here.
Oh, so you didn't post it yourself?
No.
Thank you.
Because it probably would have never showed up if I did it. I barely know how to mail something.
That's incredible. Thank you very much. How did your Glee live shows go in America?
It was amazing. You know, when you sign up for a TV show, you're like, we're never going to go on tour. What is that?
But, so that wasn't planned at the beginning.
Well, it was kind of in the contract just in case, but we never thought it would happen. Mm. And I'm so glad it did. It was amazing. We had like 5 shows in 3 days at Radio City, sold out. It was unreal.
Wow. You're getting to see a lot of the world as well, aren't you?
Yeah, it is not bad.
Yeah.
Not
bad. Are you going to announce some tour dates here?
I hope so. Right. I mean, I'm plugging like O2. I'm like, come on. Can we make that happen?
That'd be great.
Add it to the wish list.
Yeah.
That's probably completely unrealistic. But
well, I think you could probably do it.
Let's put it out there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it would be good if you could do some UK dates soon. That's all I'm saying.
I know we're down. We were just talking about it.
Who do I need to talk to make this happen?
I'm sure we could call Ryan Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah, the creator of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk to him.
Do I have to talk to Pam here?
Yeah, we can talk to Pam. Pam makes things happen.
Pam?
She got you the jacket.
She posted the tracksuit.
Yeah. After that, it's cake, right? It's gravy.
Are you on board, Pam, with the Glee Live Tour? Excellent. Right, she says yes. So we got the finale tonight in the UK.
Yes. Dun, dun, dun.
Please tell me that Rachel and Finn have a little bit of a snog.
I don't know.
I can't say.
It's like on in a few hours.
Okay.
Just hold out. Just hold out. So much happens.
God.
I'll just say Bohemian Rhapsody. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
And then we're going to be gleeless for quite some time, aren't we?
A little bit. Yeah. Probably till.
I've heard till after Christmas. Maybe here.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because you haven't started filming the.
No, we start next month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, in like a month, actually.
All right. Well, if you could rush through it, because there were going to be people that are just...
I'll do my best.
There are going to be people who are
just really irritated.
Massive hole in
I life. Understand. I'll talk to them, see if we can get
excellent.
Around together.
Just call Ryan again. Yeah. He'll sort it out.
We'll talk to Pam.
Oh, Pam. Pam's not enjoying being mentioned that much, I don't think. Right, okay. Kevin's with us. It's Artie from Glee. What we'll do is we'll play Sean Kingston and Justin Bieber.
Yes.
And then we'll play Oh, What's Occurring. Would you be part of that?
Oh,
amazing.
Please.
Let's do it next. Radio 1.
Podcast.
This is Mills. Hello. And this is Kevin.
Mikhail.
This is Mikhail from Glee. It's the season finale tonight on E4.
Yes.
I like one of the idents they're running on E4 where someone goes, "You're watching Glee on E4. What is that?"
Oh, no.
Someone just goes, "What is that?"
What is that?
And obviously later it'll be on Channel 4 as well, and we get to find out what's happening. Oh, Pam's phone's ringing. Pam, is that a yes for the Glee tour? Oh, it's all going wrong.
I don't
want
to get her fired. She has nothing to do with the Glee tour. I'm just saying.
I just like to say that Pam actually has. I put words into her mouth, and she doesn't want any part of it. And fair play to her. Right. Okay. Let's play. Oh, What's Occurring?
Yeah.
It's a download special.
What's Occurring?
It was Download this weekend. It's a rock festival. Lots of people went. Radio 1 was there. If you were there, or if you wanted to be there, listen tonight to Radio 1 between 9 and 10. It's at Donington, the UK's biggest rock festival. And all the highlights are there tonight, 9 till 10. And on The Rock Show this evening, midnight till 4 a.m. So our friend Adam the Rat was there. We should probably say hello to our contestant first. Hi, Sabina.
Hi.
You're right.
I'm good, thank you.
Today Becky isn't here, and you're playing against Kevin, who is Arty and Glee. Say hi.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good weekend, Sabina.
Yes, I'm good, thank you.
What did you do?
I've been revising and reading, and I bought an antique magazine rack.
Okay.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's cool.
Excellent. And how many flowers are in your life today?
Well, my mum bought some peonies, so there's quite a few.
So there's quite a few?
Yeah.
Okay. And with the antique magazine rack, what magazines are you putting in there? Heat?
I've got Lula magazine in there at the moment.
What's that?
Lula, do you not know it? It's a really, really good magazine. I love it. It's got loads of flowers in it and really pretty dresses and stuff. It's really pretty and girly.
Oh, okay, I'll have to check out Lila. Are you aware of that, Kevin?
I always get my dresses from there.
Okay, cool. So he knows, he's on board with that already. Anyway, so it was Download this weekend. Our friend Adam the Rat was there doing some Oh What's Occurring action for us. Here is your first situation today.
AC/DC have just played. So with that in mind, I thought I'd try a little experiment. See how many people could spell out the name of tonight's headliners.
So he asked some fans, can you spell AC/DC? He asked 8 fans at Download. Bear in mind, this is late in the day at the festival. A few pints had been consumed.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you, first of all, Kevin.
Yes.
How many AC/DC fans could spell AC/DC? Out of 8.
Okay, I might be a bit optimistic. I'm going to go with 5.
Kevin says 5. Sabina.
I'm going to say 7.
You think 7 out of 8?
She scares me.
Why?
She sounds intimidating.
Well, Sabina.
I'm going to lose.
You're not. It's fine. Okay, so you're saying 7. Kevin's saying 5. Let's find out. Here are some AC/DC fans at the Download Festival this weekend trying to spell AC/DC.
So, see AC/DC?
Yeah, amazing.
I've got a question. Can you spell AC/DC?
The letter A. The letter C. The letter D. The letter C. But with a forward slash between the two.
Super precise. Can you spell AC/DC?
I can indeed, AC/DC.
Can you spell AC/DC? How do you spell AC/DC?
AC/DC.
It's good. You spell it in an accent. We like that.
C. B.
Can you spell AC/DC?
A-C.
Hello, what are you looking at?
What?
How do you spell AC/DC? See, people look at me like it's a trick question.
What do you want to ask me?
Can you spell AC/DC?
AC/DC.
Amazing. Judging by the way you were walking, I really didn't think you were going to get that. So my question is, can you spell AC/DC?
It's
A-C-D-C.
But there's a lightning bolt halfway through. It's quite complicated. And I've actually got it written on my knuckles, if you see.
Oh my God. They're not lying. They have in... Unfortunately, in marker rather than Indian ink, but...
This is not going to be used on Super Street, is it? On it's not, is it?
Curry.
Oh, my God.
I've been busted.
Wow. See, they know about Super Street, a Download. I like that. Well, Kevin, 5 people managed to spell AC/DC correctly, and your answer was 5.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Yay!
Beginner's luck.
What do you mean, yay, Sabina? You didn't win.
Oh.
Oh, I'm saying well done.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you.
Next one.
Oh, what's occurring?
Sabina?
Yeah?
Are you aware of 3 Inches of Blood?
What?
3 Inches of Blood, the band.
No.
Kevin?
No, so, I don't know.
This is what they sound like.
Lullaby music.
Yeah. You done any versions of their song on Glee?
Probably next season. That sounds,
excellent.
Yeah.
Put that down. Mm-hmm. Do you think that this band like cheese. Most rock stars do. Are 3 inches of blood cheese connoisseurs? That's what I want to know. So, we gave 3 inches of blood 5 types of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how many they could correctly identify blindfolded. Okay, so that's your question. Next one, what's Kerry? Let's start with Sabina. Five types of cheese. How many could 3 inches of blood correctly identify with a blindfold?
Two.
Oh, you're saying two.
Yeah.
Okay, Kevin.
So that's a nice answer. Solid. I'm gonna go with one.
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 Okay. Here we go.
Adam Durrett at Download Festival 2010. I'm in the backstage catering area with Mr. Cam Pipes from 3 Inches of Blood. How you doing?
I am doing very wet.
Are you a cheese fan?
I like certain kinds.
I think you're going to do well here. So yeah, I've got 5 different cheeses, and we're going to blindfold you and ask you to try and identify them.
Okay, let's do it. Just don't put anything other than cheese in my mouth. So.
Well, actually, I do have some black olive crackers if you would like to accompany your cheese.
I'll try the cheese on its own and, you know, see if I can do well. Like.
Okay, so Sabina says 2, Kevin says 1. Let's go.
Okay, here's the first cheese. It's quite a big piece. You don't have to eat it all.
Mmm. I recognize that. Cheddar?
That's right, this is real English cheddar.
Okay, I like that one.
Okay, well, let's see. Are you ready for cheese 2?
Yes.
Now, this is an interesting cheese.
Interesting.
I don't think Cam liked that cheese.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what that was?
Red Leicester?
Bing! He got it.
No way.
Yeah, Red Leicester.
I know, just a stab in the dark.
Yeah, well done. He got it. Okay, so cheese 3.
Oh, Wensleydale.
Absolutely correct.
What?
Here comes cheese number 4.
Stilton.
All right, so you ready for your final piece of cheese?
Yeah. This is where the joke's on me, right? I'm thinking this is where the joke is and that I get something that's not cheese.
I promise you, Cam...
Wine. This is the punchline right here.
No punchline. All right, anyway, here's the final piece of cheese, and it really is cheese made from cheese ingredients.
And it's got kind of an outer shell. Is that brie?
Bing!
5.
Thank you very much, Cam. It's been a pleasure.
Let me ask you one thing, though. How does this relate to rock music?
I think it doesn't.
So this is kind of a special, just experimental piece.
Are you okay there, Kevin?
That's ridiculous.
Why?
Who knows any of that beyond brie and cheddar?
Cam does. He is a cheese connoisseur. You see, on stage... in the tour bus.
Oh, Wensleydale.
Yeah, what is Wensleydale?
Wensleydale is an amazing cheese. You need to get more cheese in your life, Kevin.
I love cheese. This is just...
Do you not know...
This is embarrassing on my part.
Do you not know what Wensleydale is?
I don't.
It's a taste sensation. Oh, my God. Oh. We should have bought some for your birthday.
Cheese. Here's some cheese.
Oh, no, I would be happy with that if that was right.
Wensleydale.
Sabina?
Yay!
Yeah, you won that one. One
well
more
done.
To go.
Didn't know rock stars like cheese.
What's the curtis?
Say again.
I didn't know rock stars like cheese.
They love it, Sabina. It's on all their riders. Seriously. Yeah. Okay. You know Rage Against the Machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their most famous song goes like this. We have edited this a little bit. You can hear the edit in there if you listen carefully. Now, do you think Rage fans will go along with this? Do you think they won't do as you tell them? Adam the Rat put this to the test at Download just before Rage went on stage. He told 7 Rage fans to do various things. How many of them would do as he told them? Or maybe they would rage against Adam's machine. What do you think? Sabina?
How many would do it? I'll say 3.
3?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Now I'm completely thrown off. That cheese just really...
It really is. You should see his face. He's shocked. He doesn't know what to do.
I didn't know I was so competitive. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to go with... 7.
7?
Yeah. Is that bad? Do you think I should change it?
You're playing against her.
Well, rock fans seem to be quite good at these tests.
You're right. Well done. Yeah, 7. I'll
7.
7.
Okay, let's find out.
Oh!
Let's see. Adam the Rat puts it to the test at Download. Rage are about to go on stage. He tells them to do some various things. How many of them would do as he told them?
So, are you guys fans of Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah.
Would you mind if we did the rest of this interview with you answering the questions while you drink your beer?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so what song are you looking forward to the most?
Calling in the name of...
Thanks so much. Would you mind very much if you were to just swap headgear for a sec? Just, yeah, that's it. So if you put the tinsel on and then you wear the hat, are you looking forward to Rage Against the Machine?
Yeah, definitely.
Fans?
Yep, big time.
Which song are you most looking forward to Rage Against the Machine playing?
Sleep Now on the Fire.
Okay, and the same question, but can you do it while squatting?
Yeah, Sleep Now on the Fire.
Are you looking forward to Rage?
Yeah, call me, man.
You big fans?
Yeah, she can come to change form.
Can I ask you to tell me the name of your favourite Rage Against the Machine song, but pronounced backwards?
Yeah. Track.
Was that bomb track back? So what would bomb track backwards be?
Bomb track.
No, that's just bomb track forward.
Crack bombs.
Does that count? I mean, they didn't succeed, but they were trying to do exactly what I asked them. I'd like you to take a picture of me. I'm telling you to take a photo. Telling him. He's doing. Oh, well, I've got someone else in the picture. But they're all doing it. They're all taking photos of me. Are you guys all Rage Against the Machine fans?
Yeah.
You all did exactly what I told you, didn't you?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Come here, please. In fact, no, come here now. I'm ordering you to come. I'm telling you, come here. Just come here. Who was Christmas number one?
Rage Against the Machine!
Wow, so all the Rage fans did exactly what Adam told them. Wow. Sabina?
Yeah?
You have lost on today's Oh What's Occurring.
Oh, wow.
But it's different because Kevin's here and it's his birthday. And even though he did win, I would have let him win anyway because it's his birthday.
No, we can't. No, we can't go soft. You get it?
No. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Oh. Thank you.
Do we want some more of Sabina tomorrow? Yes, we do.
Yay! Oh, thank
you. What happens, basically, is normally if the person loses, then they're off the game. But I think we should get...
She's so nice.
She is nice.
She likes flowers.
Do you want to come back tomorrow, Sabina?
If you'll have me.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Say bye to Kevin, then.
Bye.
Wait.
Yes?
Can I say something again?
Oh, God, what?
Kevin, could you say hi to my friend Jo, because she loves Glee?
What was her name?
Jo.
Jo.
Jo. Hi, Jo. Thank you for watching Glee.
Amazing.
You have a lovely friend.
Okay, Sabina, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Bye.
Oh, what's the curry?
Ooh, Download special of What's Occurring. Well, thank you for coming in today. I know that you listen to Radio 1 on Sirius a lot in America.
I do.
And you come in and it's in the basement.
Well, it's...
It's still Radio 1, though.
Fancy clocks and
whatnot. Oh, yeah, we do have fancy clocks. That's true. Do you know what you should actually do, by the way? Your character in Croatian is brilliant. I went to Croatia recently.
Oh, my God.
And it is incredible. Your voice is... Yeah, you speak in Croatian. Obviously, it's dubbed over.
Perfect.
But it's really good. Get that in your life.
Yeah, I need it in my life.
You need that. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Finally, lovely to meet you.
Kevin, likewise.
Who plays Artie, and it's the season finale tonight of Glee. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.